Welcome to the Ranting Sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it's September.
Yep, the second Monday of the month.
Yes, it is.
Long and grueling.
Second Monday of the month? I think you mean second month of the month.
No. I don't mean that either.
What did you say?
You know, January, the joke is like the Monday of the month.
Oh, you did mean what
you
said.
Yeah, I did. Said what I meant. I meant what I said.
Oh,
Sam, I am.
I have no green eggs in hand.
No, you don't. Have you ever seen somebody try to make those?
That is just a waste of my time.
It's so gross.
You know what it reminds me
of? I used to watch it all the time, though, because I got fascinated by just coloring things to make them look certain ways.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I love a good...
Photographer in you.
Yes, I love a meal matching a theme. If you haven't noticed, I love when we eat something and it matches what we're watching.
Things, I know that a lot of people will be surprised by this.
Uh-huh.
But it irritates me when
they do food color?
No.
Such a purist.
No, I do food color a lot of things sometimes. Is when people who focus on the little things.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what you call yourselves, OCD, I don't know. But here's my thing. Is like, if you do those things, it really grinds on
it
my
does.
Ears.
It triggers you really greatly.
Like, not everything has to be looking like it is.
Yeah, especially if it's not.
Like, how do you get the eggs green? Like, when they're sunny side. Yeah. Tell me. Explain.
Oh, okay. Well, so...
You stick a needle in there.
No. You don't stick a needle. I think you drop it. You just drop the food coloring on it while it's in the pan, right?
That's gross. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to do it. Again, a no for me. I didn't want to do it. I just said I'd love a theme where people match the food.
I know you do.
How do we even get on this topic?
Because, you know, Sam, I am. Come on. I don't like green eggs and ham.
I do, though.
Is it I do have green eggs and ham? I like it.
Wasn't my favorite Dr. Seuss book. That's controversial in general. But my favorite is Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should save that. Save it. Put it in the...
Are we going to have a Dr. Seuss episode?
We can't.
Controversial.
Oh, no.
And we don't do anything controversial on this podcast. Ever.
No, we know.
I love doing this podcast, and I love it when people mention stuff to
us. We have a lot of people.
I never know whether they mean it well or not well. So I sound more defensive than I am.
You do get really defensive.
I don't mean to be defensive.
The funny thing
is, I love knowing someone listens.
I recently said it to somebody, was like, we know when someone's listened to the podcast and won't tell us. And then when somebody does reveal they listen to it, and then they're kind of like, oh, so now I can say stuff like you say it.
Yeah.
And it's not that we think you're making fun of us. It's just really hard for us to wrap our mind about that you listen to us
by choice.
Oh, okay. Like, you are making the choice to click the button to find our names and listen. It's so weird. I do like to say, though.
I love it.
There are ranting. There's the sisters that rant. That's not us, by the way.
That's not us.
There's the ranting siblings. That's not us.
That's not us.
I feel like we could sue, but we're not going to sue because the ranting isn't even, that's not even our word.
Right.
But we are the ranting sisters. And there's no rant sisters. Like, there's also the
ranting sisters.
That's us.
Yeah, that's us.
I got that really triggered when I went down a Google hole for us.
I know, you do. You like to Google that.
But we come up actually right away when you look it up.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Because if you're not first, you're last. And this week, oh, I'm struggling in September, if you haven't noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling. I don't know why, but my creative juices are just...
It's because it's the month of September. But what's so funny is there's so many people born in this month that I know I've offended.
Yeah.
That we love so much.
But continue on, please.
My best friend was born in September.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It's not
sorry
her.
That you're born in the month of September. I'm so sorry.
I wish she was born in November. That's the best month of the year. You're done. Of the year. Yours is already done. It's over. Okay?
December. This is his birthday.
Well, that meant... Whoa! Don't try to turn this around.
You're saying that you're...
I'm going to turn this bus around. Bring it around. I can tell it's going to be that kind of episode.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of bringing around, you know, we've done a lot in the month of September, but to me, September is the type
also
of month...
nothing all at the same time.
Yeah. Month of September is the month where we, like, do stuff that's still kind of stuff we do in the summer.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to, like, figure out, okay, my fall's going to look like this because I'm doing this in September. But then sometimes things just die in September.
Yeah.
Friendships.
Okay.
Legacies.
Legacies. Oh, wow.
Traditions. Traditions. Lives. Whoa. I don't know.
What is happening?
It's a whole thing.
Why do you sound... This is not October. This sounds like a very morbid thing.
It's not. It's not.
Sounds like a path that you're going down that I'm not...
I'm beginning, and I love you. Anakin. Oh, Ahsoka. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ooh, we haven't even talked about Ahsoka yet.
We haven't. We're saving them.
I am looking forward to that episode. I love when we talk about...
When you roast and hurt people's feelings.
The only specific fans.
Like Ahsoka fans is what
Clone
you're trying to say.
Wars, yeah. And Star Wars Rebel fans. Yeah. I love hurting y'all's feelings.
Y'all's feelings.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, though. That's good.
Okay, but we're not today. Not today.
No, but September is just the month of doing new things because you're trying to fill out time because October is coming. And you know what's really bad?
Is I love October.
Is people are counting down. Like, their timers.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree's already coming out for some of the people. And it is so triggering. My birthday's in November.
Yeah.
And that's when I know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, like, Jesus is being birthed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, he is coming.
Yeah. Total Bowl is down the lane.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Chugga chugga. I don't know why I did a train noise there, but I felt like I needed one.
But I'm in the fall's festies. I'm in the fall vibes.
You got your fall.
I'm loving it.
You're living your folklore and your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Those are the vibes.
So I naturally like fall.
Yeah.
I'm a spring, summer, fall
Forget person. Winter. Who needs it?
I like winter, but we don't have a real winter here. No. I mean, I love things dying, so.
Oh, that's morbid. See, what I'm saying?
Away.
Who's morbid now, Katie?
But it's expected for me to be that way.
Right.
It's not expected for you.
It's good to throw them off sometimes.
Yeah.
Throw them off.
But, I mean, September is, you know, it's moving fast and slow all at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what to say about it. It feels like a long month, and then I look at the calendar, and it keeps disappearing further and further away.
We did go to the mall recently.
We did.
We went to Crabtree.
We haven't been there
in
a
while. What the crap, guys? What the crap? Where is everybody on a Friday?
Right? It was
like, I don't want them, but, like, it's kind of,
I love that we complain about a lot of people, and then we also want to know where
they
are.
Can I tell my mall story?
Are we going to talk about the body that was found at the McDonald's?
No, we're not.
What is happening
not
at Crabtree?
Not going to talk about that.
I just want to say...
We're never going to get a sponsorship from Crabtree, first of all.
They don't sponsor podcasts.
You don't think so?
No.
Imagine us
There
playing.
Is a, being a lot of trouble.
And there's being. There's being a lot of trouble. They're finding dead bodies everywhere. Yeah! And then there's trafficking? Pedophiles?
Don't.
Murders?
You're gonna get us...
Oh, my lord. It's a whole thing.
Don't get us canceled.
I won't. Well, we probably have been.
What mall story do you have?
So we went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And at Crabtree Valley Mall, not a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, just tell us.
Well, where do they think the mall is?
Well, there's several malls here.
Okay, there's a mall named Crabtree, and I'm not gonna tell you where it is. So we went to the mall, and, you know, I was in the mood of, why aren't there more people? But then thank God there weren't more people.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of mood.
Okay.
You and I, we went and had our Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Okay? Love that. Love that for us.
It's a great food court.
Love all the workers there, too, at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're really nice, and they get the food out. Yeah. They put the fast and fast food.
Yeah, for your pleasure. That's what they say.
Won't you be my lover? With this being said.
Yeah, of course.
We went on our little adventure, which is going to GameStop.
Yeah.
That not a sponsor. We went to the Ultimate Comics, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but could be.
I think we could be. I think we could be.
I'm not sure. Just don't listen to anything.
Maybe we arrested you guys.
Maybe not the first.
I just want to say,
season of podcast.
Before we continue on,
We
went into GameStop at Crabtree, and I don't want to say it, but like they hired a cute guy.
Okay.
For you.
For me.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like I saw,
that's always been my dream.
Do you want me to slip you a piece of gum with Katie's phone number on it?
No, did not.
Don't think it's a piece of gum. Like the gum, it's a gum wrapper.
Don't do that, please.
Yeah, come with
that. No, and it's always been my dream to marry someone who worked at GameStop.
Come on. Hey, that's not very nice. Now you've offended a whole work clientele. Nice. That's terrible.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Now you've got, nope. Keep digging that hole, Katie. Yeah, it's bad, isn't it? It's the worst. Been there in that hole. I'm still in my hole. Don't get in my hole. Anyway, we then decided, for what reason, I don't know. I don't really know why we did. Oh. We went to Spencer's. And to
I love the experience of going to Spencer's because it's always a Russian roulette of where you're supposed to walk and not supposed to walk.
Yeah, yeah.
What you're supposed to look at and what you're not supposed to look at.
What you're supposed to look at? You said, what are you supposed to look like? I think you meant look at.
I did.
Work with. I whoa. Did mean look at. Is this what it's like to listen to me all the time?
Yeah, look at. I did. I meant look at.
Now don't get to my story because I'm getting my story.
Well, they have cool shirts.
I got to Wednesday shirts.
Really cool. Oh yes, we're into Wednesday, man.
Oh, why'd you gotta tell them? We're dabbling.
We're not dabbling. No, we've enjoyed the series.
I really want.
I held
merch.
Off on watching Wednesday for a long time, and now we're into it, and we like it.
Some girls in our book club really liked it.
Mm-hmm. And so they have some cool shirts, and we were just looking.
We were looking, and we were making palsy with the employees.
Yeah, because you know
that was nice.
Friends where you go.
And so we stopped off at the Lounge Flies.
Yes.
Backpacks.
Yeah, they have Lounge Flies there. They're really cool.
And in this area, you know, there's a lot of adult things going on. Now, you might be thinking, wait a minute. You might be thinking, Libby, well, you're an adult. You and Katie are adults. Yes, but these are adults.
We're not
adults. Like sniffing and smoking things, okay? Are you understanding my trail we're going on?
I'm not really understanding the trail you're going on.
That was what it was. It was a holder for your, you know, what the... You know?
Pot?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't say that. We might get canceled for drugs. And so we were standing there minding our own freaking business.
Okay.
And I, being me, I could have just said nothing. I could have not moved. I could have stood there. I could have just watched the girl struggle.
Don't knock your politeness.
So the girl, this young girl, walks past and says, oh, excuse me. And I said, oh, excuse me. And before I can think or catch with my leg, you go around the little bit of the corner and you said, oh, and you just make that noise and you don't say anything. That's when I know it's bad, bro. That's when I know it's bad.
And your Encanto backpack.
And my Encanto backpack that has a pocket that is... I guess more outward, I don't know, 3D, I don't know how you say it, is a thick mama, okay? It bumps into this tray thingy that you put your cigarettes in, and it bumps it and goes, it shatters, y'all! I freaking broke that thing! I broke it.
Yeah.
And I didn't break it. The girl who... Now, let me replay for you here, okay? Let me start it from the visual.
Okay.
I was standing there. Katie was standing there. Katie moves around the corner. The girl is, like, making her way, and she's not stopping.
There is nothing in Spencer's that you need
and
to
I
see
walk
that,
backwards,
that much of an emergency.
I walk backwards into the shelving, okay? Did I think I was that close? No. Was I thinking of it? No.
But it was not put on what... I want you to picture like a bunch of little rickety boxes and then a glass thing on top of it.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a good display.
No.
No.
And the girl, no joke, I turned around and said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, the employees were like, I'll automatically think we're going to pick it up. And I was like, I'm not that...
Yeah, they were like, don't touch
it. Don't touch that. Don't touch it.
And I was like, we're not.
Don't
we're,
worry.
We're not going to touch
it. Because I'm going to cut myself.
Because they were freaking out.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, that was a terrible display.
It's okay. We hate the display. Blah, blah, blah. Making me
we've
feel
done it. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, so then the girl's like, oh my gosh. And she's holding up a backpack and saying, oh my gosh, look at this. She's talking to herself.
Right.
Okay? Ignoring the fact that I broke it because of you. Okay?
You.
I broke it because
you,
of
Cindy.
You. Yes, Cindy. What the crap, Cindy?
Cindy Lou.
Who are you talking to?
Well, that's what I thought,
okay.
too. I made a silent, because
no,
I didn't
it was, it was like so much louder than I think you know. And my leg, I've lifted the back of my leg to
catch it. What did you think you were?
No.
Spider-Man.
Let me tell you a lovely story. I dropped. Ooh, our mom and dad listen. Well, you know what, go ahead. Is there was a mug on the counter, and I had two more mugs in my hand. That sucker slipped out of my hand, but I caught it with the back of my leg. And I literally...
How did you do that?
Give me a second.
Are you Spider-Man? No.
No,
Spider-Girl.
I'm Spider-Woman.
Well, you weren't in Spencer's.
Well,
you were
no.
dopey dope.
No, I wasn't dopey dope. I was politey-sicey because I freaking moved for her. And I said, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. It wasn't me.
It was you.
Okay?
Your people pleaser self.
Yeah, yeah, my people pleaser side. And I'm just telling you guys, if you break something, Spencer's.
don't go to Spencer's.
I never paid for it, too. I didn't pay for it.
Absolutely
which
not.
All that went through my head. And my words were going to be, but she made me run into it.
We were not paying for that.
No, I'm not paying for that because I don't know.
One, we were not playing around in the store. And two, it was a terrible display.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were, like, super sorry. No, they didn't make me
they
feel
were
like
very
I had paper,
nice.
But I
very
hate
nice.
That feeling.
Very nice.
I did it one time, and for some reason, I felt like every time I break something, I need to come back to the table and tell my mother an epiphany of something that I broke before in a Ross.
Yeah.
And, you know, your mom's never going to judge you.
Yeah.
But, like, on the inside, she's like, what?
I was judging you. I was nincompoop.
Don't tell that story.
Yeah.
But
why
are you telling your story? It already happened. But that's what happened at Spencer's.
Okay.
And I'm just telling you that I didn't mean to break it. It was Cindy's problem.
Yeah.
She was the one that made me move.
What was the reason?
What the crap, Cindy?
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's always the Cindy.
It's always her.
And the backpacks. Was she looking at the backpacks? We were looking
No. She was looking at something over there.
Oh.
I was sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was.
Oh, don't.
I know, I've dug enough a hole.
Yeah, you're the
Mm-hmm. So the lesson to learn here is
don't be a people pleaser. Don't be a pencil pistol. don't rhyme words.
Don't rhyme words.
Don't be a people pleaser.
Yeah, and go to Hot Topic instead. Oh!
Oh, yeah, never go to the back of a Spencer.
No, their shirts are okay, but they're not as good as Hot Topics.
Well, we're never going to get a sponsorship
Spencer's.
From them. And they
Could
were
you imagine?
Nice.
They are very nice in the store.
I didn't
Could you imagine Spencer's...
Could you imagine Spencer's...
sponsoring us?
This is brought to you by Spencer's. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That sounded really good, though.
No,
that
but
was
it
good.
Didn't.
We're not sponsored by them.
We plug Hot Topics.
We plug. We are plagued. Well, we are plagued with the fact that we freaking broke something. Well, I did. And you made that really, you did that like, oh my gosh, but it was, that's what it was.
I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not correct.
I don't know what you're talking about, but you know what else we're talking about today?
What, Katie?
Aging. I didn't know
a
segue
my gosh.
For that. I could have gone with breaking,
but
aging. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
There you go.
Breaking the age.
Breaking my back.
Okay.
What I do want to say that if you've listened to our podcast for a while, we have talked about aging before, but this is a whole nother, this is a different route.
Yeah, we've never talked about the physical aspect
of
aging and what we think about aging.
The flabby butts. I was thought you thought I was going to say something else. Your cheeks sagging.
Okay.
Your lips thinning.
Okay.
Your nose bigging. I don't know.
Bigging? I don't. That's
Your eyes
not a thing.
Getting deeper.
Oh, okay.
Your thinking. Ears getting worse.
Hearing, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So this matches the movie we watched.
We watched it!
Yes.
We watched this movie, Katie.
Yes, we did.
We watched this movie, and let me just tell you something else.
Yes, tell me.
Tell me something good. Katie, what movie did we watch?
Yes, The Death Becomes
Her. Yes!
Okay. Woo, you are... you are extra today.
We watched this movie.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I actually don't know how this person found this out.
Yeah.
I went onto my Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I was just looking.
Yeah.
And this person...
There was a lot of people that watched this movie. I don't know why at the same time.
No.
Because we were so popular.
No.
You were so cool.
You put on the Facebook page
a clue.
Which we do now. If you don't know that.
Who doesn't love that?
The Ranting
Sisters. I don't know if anybody, on the Facebook group, we put in a clue of what we're going to review.
Yeah.
And I love doing it. I don't know if anybody else does, but I'm getting a kick out of it.
I know. And so you put on the Facebook page first, might I just add, okay, that you put on your clue, and then somebody commented, I think it was Catherine Davis, who follows
she
us.
She guessed correctly.
And I just want to say... I cannot believe that there's going to be a play maybe about this one.
Yes, and it came up actually when I Googled some facts about the movie and things.
Okay, so
I'm
you put
excited.
That up.
Yes.
And then somebody.
Yes.
Randomly was like, this is going to be my Halloween costume.
Yes.
Okay? Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Tell us.
I would like me something good.
Oh, is that going to be the theme of this episode?
tell me something new.
Yeah.
Okay? And let me tell you. I just want a little bit of credit. Okay?
Just a little bit.
Maybe just a little bit of ad. I don't even care if we ever spoke to each other. Okay? Just I like to have bit. A little bit of like, oh, I saw this on Lauren Dean Sister's Facebook group. And I was like, oh, it's Death Becomes Her.
Yeah, and I thought about watching it.
And I watched it, and now it's gonna be on Halloween costume. Okay? And just a little bit.
And you know what? It doesn't matter if you don't give us credit for it. We're gonna take it anyway.
Well,
because
as you
we
can
are
see,
trailblazers
we did take
in
it.
Watching a movie from 1992, yep. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So with that being said, that this movie it gave us the entire idea of the podcast because yep. We haven't talked about aging.
No.
At all on
the
here.
Looks.
Not in the looks,
looks
department.
The looks, baby.
The looks. It's all about the looks. And shockingly, mm-hmm. This is a topic that comes up often with us sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but a lot of people will sometimes express, and some people, I'm very surprised, have literally mentioned, yeah, I'm thinking about maybe
getting
if
Botox.
I got, like, something done with my eyes.
Actually, our really close friend.
Our best friend does.
She is thinking about it right here where your eyebrows are and you make a furred eyebrow mark.
Yeah.
She wants to get Botox there for some reason. I don't know why.
And I'm so shocked by it.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you?
Anytime I think of a person talking about Botox here or mm-hmm. anything like that, I think of, what is it?
Jennifer
Christmas
Aniston?
Vacation?
Oh.
Not Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Christmas with the Cranks.
That's it. Yes.
Yes.
And he's sitting there and he's eating the bowl of fruit.
Yeah.
And it's falling out of his mouth. That's why
I also follow a YouTuber
who
just turned 24.
Yeah.
And was literally talking about having her like crow's feet thing
yes.
around her eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, who? What? I don't know.
I hadn't mentioned of, like, so there's someone that I know, she wanted to get a nose job, who's
yeah.
the same age as me, 21.
Yeah.
And then I didn't, she was like, well, don't you want to, like, get your creases of your smile, like, where you smile?
Is she accusing you that you have creases?
I think a little bit, yeah. And my thing about that is so, anytime someone brings up wrinkles or anything, I think of I think of sitting on your bed, for what reason, I don't know.
Okay.
When I was younger, and I was watching your TV, and I was watching a news report
mm-hmm.
of this woman who spent 90 years, she was 90 years old,
mm-hmm.
never smiling.
Oh, yeah.
And she never had the little creases where you smile, or even crow's feet.
But didn't she have frown lines?
And she had the first smile in her entire 90-year-old life. That woman looked
Why
like,
did she wait till she was 90,
lady.
Though?
I don't know.
Like I would have felt like, once I'm past the 75
when,
mark.
No, when I'm past done.
I'm good.
Yeah, like 60. Come on.
Like.
What did she do?
I don't know. Like, was there, like, you obviously watched nothing funny. Were your children ever funny?
Like, did you ever laugh?
Did you not own a dog?
Like, did you not, do you ever listen to your thoughts?
Yeah. You didn't think yourself was funny?
Like, I did you ever think of something and then think,
I don't believe her. And I'm going to tell you right now, she looked every year of 90.
Yeah.
So I was
were
like,
you watching that too?
I saw a thing about
okay.
it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why?
I was like, you never
waste
laughed.
Of time.
Yeah, it's a lot of waste of time.
Waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
If life is anything, it's worth laughing about it.
Yeah. Come on, guys. And if you don't laugh, then what are you doing?
What
Maybe
are you doing?
You're
dying slowly.
Dying slowly.
Although she's not 90. Maybe that was the key.
Are you trying to? Is that what you were
trying
to say right there?
No.
Dig the hole.
She found no joy in life, so she's lived to be 90.
I thought you said she found a joint in life. Yeah, really rounding
she
the back.
She wasn't in Spencer's.
So yeah.
She did not find a joint.
Smoke a joint, baby. Enjoy life. You know? Well, that's really going
to Are we supposed
you.
To talk about drugs on this podcast? I don't think so.
I don't think we are. But it's a little too late to backtrack
but it does always
from what I said earlier.
It does always shock me
yeah.
when someone's like, yeah, I'm never going to do this because of wrinkles. And I'm like, okay, I don't think about it. Let me tell you what I never think about in my day-to-day life.
Wrinkles. Nope. And if they start happening, then oh well.
And you know what? I had someone like one time really rudely say, yeah, I just don't think... Well, of course you don't, because you look so young. But you won't look like that forever. And I was like... Well, you would know. You've never looked that young.
So. I had somebody say that when I get older, I'm totally going to have really deep crow's feet right here.
Really?
Yeah, because I smile. And when I smile, I do squint right here. I don't really...
Who taught you that?
Well, if you want to know, I will tell you. It was... I'm just kidding. You know... That's for the exclusive episode.
Exclusive episode. Oh, yeah. The episode you listen to in the back of Spencer's.
Yeah. When you're snug and annoying. So, with that being said...
Yeah.
We put out polls.
Yeah.
And if you follow me... At Libby Farnung.
Did anybody even understand? You know what I wonder is, what? How does anybody understand us?
At Libby Farnung. It's my name, guys. Come on. It's my name.
It is rather simple.
And so I put out some polls because with this movie that we watched, that then we put it out on our Facebook group, and then we like... Anyway, I'm not bitter. Not bitter at all. Not bitter, just bothered.
Different B.
And so we watched The Death Becomes Her.
This episode.
And if you've ever watched Death Becomes Her, Well, then you're for a treat. But in this movie, the main premise is taking a potion.
Yeah.
To make you look youthful.
Yeah.
Okay, it kind of gives you eternal life, but not really.
I think that is...
Eternal looking life.
Yeah.
And so the first question I just wanted to get straight out of the gate.
Get it straight out of the
gate. Was, would you take a potion to stay looking eternally youthful?
Okay.
So this question I thought would be interesting because it's not really describing anything other than looks.
It's giving you a really
vague moment of, you know, I think something
fiction
that,
moment of mm-hmm. if you were set with this thing, it's good. Would you do? Yeah. It's good.
You want to be young? You want to be with the TikTok kids?
Yeah. Is that your witchy you voice? Wanna be...
Yeah.
Okay. You wanna be... There's a lot of time to work on your witchy voice, so...
Do you want to buy Twitter? Controversy. That was a good one.
That was a good burn.
That was good. But, so, with that being...
Moving on.
I asked that question. So then I have yes, I would versus no, not me.
That's
not
a joke.
Me. Yeah, you do. You wanna be young.
We're gonna retire that witch voice. Retired.
So yes, I would comes in with 43%. Okay. Versus no, not me. No, I meant it sarcastically when I put it in. I was like, oh, that's really funny in my head. Yeah. So I'm laughing at myself.
Okay, sure.
With 57%. So it's kind of, it's a pretty.
Are you shocked by that one?
I think people get hung up on potion. I think they might think poison. Evil. Do you want the apple?
Well, what would you do?
If I was handed a potion, I would say no. Because I don't want... Not. Let me tell you something. Watching Death Becomes
Have you
Her,
ever watched... Well, Brave.
But I'd be... Yeah, I'd be
shooting for me on Mark.
Do you want it? Do you want your mother to be a bear? Also, I think everyone's hung up on is that it's so creepy. But like the question is, would you?
Yeah. Like, no. Would. No.
No.
Don't take things from old ladies that knock on the door. I also just know that there's nothing good that can come with it.
No, and if you watch this movie in particular, which really can give you a real big...
Yeah.
Which is funny, it's in the 90s.
Yeah.
This movie would be so fitting for now. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised that no one's remade it. Maybe they're planning on it. But
it would have to be done really well, because the actors in this are really
are
good.
Are so good. And it's such a movie themed on how I think your generation also looks on it.
Yeah.
Because your generation really focuses on their looks.
Yeah.
And I do think your generation in whole would say, I'll take it, Grandma. Give it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
And I do feel like the 43%, no, I do not think you're vain. I do not think you're vain.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. But I do think, in actuality, it is the factor of, are you okay with just aging in general?
Yeah.
So that's where the polling gets confusing to me as we keep going on.
Okay.
So my next question is, will you get Botox as you get older?
Okay.
We have, yes, I will, versus no, not at all. Mm. That's how it sounds. When
that's how it sounds in your head most of the time.
Okay. So I have yes, I will with 11%.
Really?
Versus no, not me, 89%.
Wow. Well, because a potion, well, in a fictitious world,
right,
is not as bad as Botox. I mean, let me say one name, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my gosh! Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened?
There's so many.
You all are thinking it too. Stop. Stop with the I love Jen. I'd be Jen's best friend. Me and Jen. And Aniston looks weird, okay? Stop playing, okay? She looks like Tim Allen in Christmas in the Cranks.
Oh, that's rough.
Yes. You know that girl has some trouble and all she's ate lately is soup.
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 It's good soup.
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever somebody mentions Botox and stuff like that.
I don't like anything being stuck in my skin. That is a foreign object. Okay? I'm just saying. Stop.
I do feel like also, whenever someone mentions it, though, I automatically go to Dolly Parton. Let me tell you something. That woman's got so much Botox in that woman.
Well, I mean, I always think of it differently from Dolly.
But, yeah.
Well, Dolly looks better than Jennifer Aniston.
Right. Okay. I also go to...
Kanye West's mom died because of it, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikers.
Think of the Kanye we could have had his mom not died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He probably would have never jumped on that stage in front of Taylor. He probably would have never married Kim K.
Yeah, and they would have never divorced, and it then been weird on stuff on a boat. And
on a boat?
Yeah, there's a whole thing. Don't Google that. Anyway, but I do think what's fascinating is I think that is also what your generation, and my generation, because when I look at it, it's more your generation that voted for it. The 11% is more your generation.
Okay.
And I think sometimes my age group is so like, oh my gosh, Botox, like, no ma'am. Like, not today. I'm going to give me a lip gloss that's a plumper. To be honest, when I was young, when I was like 6 years.
I don't particularly like the idea of my lips getting thin.
Bigger.
No.
Thinner.
That might be the only thing.
Maybe. You're going to get a little... You know?
Absolutely not.
I'm just going to get
thin lips. I am.
Thin lips, baby.
If they look like paper sticks, I don't care.
No.
I'm not getting anything injected in me of plastic.
At 16 years old, I did look in the mirror and I was like, man.
Yeah, remember the Kylie Jenner? I think we talked about it on here.
Yes.
The Kylie Jenner.
The Kylie Jenner trend where people took their lips and sucked into a bottle and it came out like, whoa. The kids these days, y'all. Not that I... Well, no. I'm going to be honest with you. At 6 years old...
You did, right?
I did it, bro. And it was not good. You don't seem to understand the pain that you go through to get bigger lips, guys. It's not worth it. Yeah. What are you doing? One of my questions is, what are you doing with those lips?
What is Angelina Jolie going to do?
That was what I was going to say, too. It was like, Angelina Jolie, dang. When she gets old and she stops all that pumping, pump.
You think Angelina Jolie's had...
Do I think it?
Yeah, she have you look at what about Nicole Kidman?
What about Trisha Paytas? Do we need to talk about anybody else?
No one cares about her.
She has a bad skin.
What about Nicole Kidman? I think someone made a joke about her face. That
you know who really people make bad jokes about? And I know that's who they're thinking of. Uh-huh. My Zachy Kins. My Zachy Poo.
Oh yeah.
Zac Efron. Yeah. You guys are talking about he fell and broke open his jaw.
Yeah, I don't think he had...
You have to get surgery for that, fool! Yeah,
I don't think he had plastic surgery.
Back off! Okay? He had to have it. And he's still my baby? Yeah?
Yeah, I know.
what? No. No, I never said anything.
Zac Efron is still mine. I've never said anything
You didn't bad say, have you seen him lately, Lemmy? You didn't say that?
No. That was not me. Okay. That was not me. Okay. That must have been one of your other pals. Not me.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I love Zac
Efron. He had to get it. Now, for that, I get Botox and plastic surgery are not the same.
Yeah, I mean, there are plastic surgery that it works.
Yeah. Like Zach.
Like life.
Like my, life.
I mean, your jaw needs to be clicked back in
like
there.
Like in the face.
Yeah.
Back in the face.
Yeah, I didn't know what you just said.
I didn't either. Yikes. But, so, there you go. So, that's where the Botox sit. Kind of confused there. Okay. Kind of a little bit, because it's a little bit off balance. So, then we also come into the last one, which is, are you scared of looking old as you age?
Okay.
We have, yes, I am. Okay, that one was a big one. Versus, no, not me. No, I am not.
Okay.
We have, yes, I am with 57%, while we have, no, I am not with 43%. So, we have the potion one, but just reversed.
Okay, so I can definitely tell you people are worried about it.
They're worried about it. And you can say you're not worried about it. You can say, oh, no, I'm not fearful of that. It is, I mean, I understand from some, like, my age group. I can tell, like, you know, like, oh, I'm thinking about the fact that I was just 12 not that long ago. Well, yeah, but you're not 12 anymore. And you don't look it. Yeah. And that's okay to not look it.
Yeah, I think that's something that I always find interesting, is how people judge people on their age.
Right? Like, I know some 12-year-olds now. Mm-hmm. They look like they're 21.
Yeah.
So age to me is such a funny thing for people to be like, oh, well, you look older. But everybody to me looks older.
Also, I think we've been reading a book kind of about this too, mm-hmm. about like how people talk to older people.
Yeah.
Especially by the way they look. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to be honest with you, probably the most, it's nipping at your heels and you kind of know it, is Generation X.
Oh, oh no. Yeah, that's true.
And the way they've talked to boomers.
Yeah, it's
because I know it's always been like the millennials versus the boomers.
No,
but I have witnessed the way some Gen Xers have talked to boomers, mm-hmm. and
well, I mean, I've talked about it before on the podcast.
It's never been particularly nice, mm-hmm. and some of it always been, oh, well, your age. Well, honey, at some point,
come and knock at my door.
50's coming.
Yeah, it's true,
and it's waiting on
you.
No.
Leave it alone.
You gotta finish the song.
But it was so good.
And I just think that people have a really hard time with aging. Yeah. Do I have a hard time with looking old? No.
You don't? Mm-mm. You don't? Mm-mm. So you never say like, oh, well, they think I look younger than I am.
Well, so sometimes I've gotten to the point where I...
Backtrack it! Here we go!
I use that to my advantage.
Oh.
But I don't mind that I'll look old.
Yeah. Oh, you don't mind if you look old.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think the things that are what people feel like is sometimes, like, their body portrays them at a time.
Right.
Because,
right.
you know, eyesight and hearing.
Oh. Body blue foods don't focus the same.
Focus the same. Why did you choose the term bodily fluids?
Well, that's just for all of them, you know? Because you got to start wearing diapers.
Walking, your back, and those type of things. Mm-hmm. I think that is more of my thing, is it isn't like, oh, once something breaks down, you know, you're going to die. And I think the worst thing is that it actually breaks down, you have to keep functioning.
Yeah. Yeah. Something clogs up.
Yeah, I agree.
So I actually get the most, everyone thinks I'm older. They think I'm older.
I don't know how that is.
And to me, I don't really know how to take it. I'm like, oh, thank you. I don't know. Wait till I start talking.
Sometimes I feel like people think that makes them sound better.
Yeah.
Or they seem younger if they can make someone younger seem older. Right. I don't think you look older than your age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just think that. Do I think it's vain to not want to look older? No, I don't think that's vain. I just think at some point, because I'm very much a person, well, that's just like, that's just my take on it. It's just like, we're going to get old.
And I guess my thing is, we're going to look old. You're going to have gray hair. That's going to happen.
I started graying very early.
Yeah.
About 21, 22.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody knows. And my thing is, I haven't. That has not happened for me yet.
No.
It probably will. Now, will I have a breakdown? I don't know. Probably.
I didn't have a breakdown.
Very dark hair.
Yeah.
So mine is always that. And that, if I had to say anything, mm-hmm. that's one of the moan things. No, man.
Wow, this episode.
That's one of the main things that I've always been like, well, if I start to gray, I may be like, well, I'm going to color my hair.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my only vain thing. If my lips start to get thin, oh well. If my cheeks start to sag, oh well.
Yeah, I you know, there's always that thing about your cheeks.
Your butt sags. The
frown lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't have that Kim K bag, but
oh wow! Kim K booty. There you go.
But funny thing about, because I went and did some research, mm-hmm. the surveys found that cosmetic surgery was driven mostly by women under the age of 45.
Really?
Yeah, much younger than is intended for.
Wow. Yes. Wow. 45?
Yes. Yikes. Women under the age of 45 think about it the most. I find that to be true, mm-hmm. of what I can
say. I would say, out of the 40-year-olds we know, would you say that you've talked to them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You thinking of the same one I'm thinking about?
Yeah.
Has she?
Yeah.
Has she said it? Oh, uh-huh. I don't listen.
I'm sure. You don't listen. That's good.
No.
America is not the one that has the number one driven, though. It's actually South Korea.
Really?
Followed by Greece and Italy.
What?
United States actually falls, like, under in the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
It's expensive, too.
Yeah.
Like, do we need to say anything else? It's expensive.
I think that's my thing, too, is, like, is it worth
also,
it?
Also, no. I mean, I think what we also forget,
you
too.
You never look young.
Right?
You're never going to look young again.
I think what some
it's
people
gone.
Also...
It's like a flower. Crumpled up. Gone.
Oh, gosh.
So, you will never get it back again.
That is so gross.
Sorry.
I do think what also some people forget is it's not just your skin. It's also, you know, like your teeth, you know, things happen with your teeth. Okay.
I get all those things.
I get all those things, but that's going to happen. You know, you need to have someone, you rely on people more. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
You sometimes need to have more appointments with doctors, or maybe you have more appointments with a physicalist. I don't know. There's a whole thing that happens as you get older.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because that is life.
Well,
and all because you boost yourself with a bunch of Botox gel and stuff.
It's just not going
to
fix it.
Or you go to the dentist and you're like, oh, I've got all these redone teeth, crowns and stuff. Those things are not going to fix the problem.
They're not going to fix the problem.
They're going to be like a piece of gum instead of just putting glue.
Duct tape.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to age.
It is.
I mean... We're all going to age. And I think that's my thing about how people talk to the older generations is like, guys, we're all going to be there at some point.
Yeah.
And millennials, we're heading there.
And then there's my generation.
Death becomes her, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Comes a knocking. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Death Becomes Her, this was a movie we watched that you had never seen before.
Had you seen it?
I had seen bits and parts of it. Okay. I had never seen it all the way through.
Loved it. Yeah.
I knew it, of course, stars Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn and Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Yes. Death Becomes Her is from 1992.
You were 1 year old.
Yes, I was.
Wee baby.
I was a wee little laugh.
You had just started breathing the air.
Yes. This is rated PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of scary. It's in the horror department, but I definitely wouldn't say it's horror.
It's a comedy. I mean, our mom had said it's not really horror.
No. So it starts off with Madeline and Helen.
Yes.
Madeline is on Broadway. No one cares for her.
No, they call her the place she's in is called the Songbird.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like people like her.
Except Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Mm.
And so, Goldie Hawn's character, Helen, and Madeline had gone to school. Now, I thought this circulating of how they knew each other was a little muddly.
Because
they went to school together and they never liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
Madeline was, I guess, what she thought was trash to Helen. Helen thought Madeline was trash, and then Madeline became famous.
Right. Madeline.
Madeline. Madeline.
Yeah.
Well, so Helen goes to see her while she's on Broadway.
Yeah. Don't die.
I'm losing my voice.
Are you dying over there?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. Not on the podcast, but I might. I may get exciting.
Right.
So Helen goes to see Madeline, and to kind of throw in her face, she's engaged.
Mm, yes.
I love those kind of frenemies.
To Bruce Willis's
character, Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest. Never a good start when the guy's name
in
is
the
90 Ernest.
Movies where their name is Ernest.
Isn't that Dixie Chick song, too, about a guy named Ernest?
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought so.
We'll circle back. Yeah.
Somewhere I turn pretty.
No,
that's all
no.
I'm going to say about you.
No.
But it's never a good start when his name is Ernest.
No, it's not. No.
Well, so she's like over there and Madeline is like, oh, yes. And Ernest is a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, and he is like really into her.
Yes, even though he's engaged to Helen.
Yeah. Who is prettier than, you know.
You think Goldie Hawn is?
A little bit.
I love Goldie Hawn in this role.
I'm not a
big Goldie Hawn fan.
No, and there's a ton of them. But
But she's very good in this role. Mm-hmm. And Meryl Streep, I think she's good in everything.
I love Meryl Streep.
I love her in this.
And I also love Meryl Streep in the
Murders in the Building. Yeah.
Love it!
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of other things she's
funny.
Been in.
She's so funny in this movie. Mm-hmm. She has great one-liners. And there's a lot of time jumping that goes on.
A lot, like 7 years worth.
Of course, Madeline has taken Helen's husband.
Yes, and then we see that Madeline has gone down the road.
Yes, yeah. And she's not as popular. And for some reason, Ernest is no longer a plastic surgeon. That was not clear in this movie.
Instead, he does...
undertake your makeup.
Yes.
Yeah, he kind of like helps, you know, you look good in death.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's an important job here.
You're dead.
No. That's important.
You're dead. Always bring that up.
What? To do makeup on... On the dead.
On the dead.
Well, they're not there. They can't complain.
They don't know.
But it is important.
It is. No, it isn't.
But they knock on it a little bit. And
that is what he does for a living.
Yeah.
And we also...
Madeline is not doing that great herself. No, last time I checked. Mm-hmm. But so, of course, with actors and their issues, mm-hmm. aging is one of them. And for women, it's
a very rough game.
It's very rough. Mm-hmm. Because, you know... About past 35, you know, all you get is the mom rolls.
Yeah.
So she's battling with that, and she wants to have something done, and, you know, the place she goes is like an underground.
Yes!
And they won't do it.
No.
But they give her a card mm-hmm. to a place she can go to help her.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, she kind of throws off, because Madeline's not very nice.
No, she's
not. If you haven't guessed.
None of the characters in this movie are nice.
And you kind of know that from the beginning of the film.
Because also, let's be honest, it's a vain movie.
It's a vain movie about looks.
But it's a funny movie.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
About your looks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, okay.
Yeah.
So, of course, she doesn't want to, and then she kind of gets tossed to the side by her younger dude that's on her
side piece, yeah.
Who was not that good looking, can I just say?
And he had a chick waiting for him.
Yeah,
he wasn't even that good looking.
I don't know what it was with the late 80s
yeah.
and the early 90s.
And dudes with
and
long hair.
Butt shots.
Oh.
This movie,
I had no idea that's where you were going with that.
This movie had like two or three just booty shots. Booties.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what was wrong with you guys in the 80s and the 90s?
Come on.
With the booty shot. Okay, and we never saw this girl. She's just the girl. Can you imagine going into your next acting
job? Who did you play?
I was in Death Becomes Her. I had the butt shot.
Booty. Saw my buns.
My rear end was in the mirror.
They saw my crack.
Honey.
You
could have done so much better.
Yeah, but she chose that.
But
I bet she got a good check. I bet she cracked the bank.
And you're done.
She buttered those buns.
And you're done. But so Madeline decides in her meltdown while driving.
Yes.
She's gonna go where this creepy car takes her
mm-hmm.
to Isabel Rossellini.
Yes!
I can't remember what her
which
character...
Which you... No, this is not a DC comic, so don't get it confused.
No.
Yeah.
She... I don't know what her character's name is, but she is creepy as crap.
Yeah, and movie. She doesn't wear enough clothing.
No, she...
She doesn't wear enough clothing!
She ages. She's not aging, so she doesn't have to. I guess that's what happens. You think because you're young,
you just
don't
naked
wear
all
clothes.
The time. Yeah. Trust me. The young that I am, I ain't gonna get it. But nothing.
No.
Okay. If I could wear a turtleneck.
At all times.
Three turtlenecks, a bodysuit, and on top of that, skirts, and top of that, leggings.
Okay, thank you.
I would.
Okay. We're not going down the Amish route, but okay. But, so she tells her, you know, yes, I can help you.
Oh, there you go. That was nice. But you must drink the potion.
She's Ingrid Bergman's daughter, okay? She
there you go.
Like she spit her out of her mouth.
And we know why she got the role.
Yeah, because it was in acting jobs. I'm sorry.
Oh!
I'm sorry. If you're a fan, I'm sorry. But she can't act. I'm sorry. Isabel Rossellini
if
cannot.
You're a fan.
I personally, controversial thought, don't think Ingrid Bergman can either.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
I'm
you
sorry.
You know what? Joke's on you.
I'm
I
sorry.
I don't know who you're talking about. Sorry.
Casablanca!
Oh, Casablanca! Okay, got it. I got it!
I'm just saying. Well, so anyway, she takes the thing, and then all of a sudden we see Meryl Streep looks
her buns.
In the mirror.
Oh.
And, well, we did see,
we saw her buns.
You know, because they went back up.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I gotcha.
And her skin looks clear. It's a whole thing.
Her butt gets bigger, and then her waist gets thinner, because really that happens when you're thin.
Yeah.
When you're young. And everything stops sagging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's really happy with herself.
And her makeup looks great.
Yeah, and while this has been going on, Ernest has been rekindling his thing with Helen, who is very popular,
and she was going through...
She looks really young, too.
And she was fine.
Yes.
We're not veterans.
That was... let me tell you what.
It was so bad.
This movie really hit all the marks of could not pass now.
And also
the fat shaming with the cats, too. Tay-Tay would not love that.
And had an entire cabinet full of icing that she was eating that made me want to eat.
Yeah.
Because she was like...
But then 7 years have passed, and now she looks fabulous. And she's got a popular book. She's really... I have no idea what the plot of it was.
She wears a red dress.
All the time.
Controversial.
Is the red dress controversial?
No, I just think she feels it.
So, Ernest now is with Helen, and they're plotting against Madeline to kill her.
But without killing her. They're going to push the car, make it look like she was drinking, blow it up.
Yeah, it's a real thought out thing. Yeah, the postman rings twice was knocking at this
door. Knocking
block.
At that door.
So.
Come and knock at my door. Yeah.
So, Meryl Streep comes at Madeline.
Yes.
And she is like, she's kind of really.
She's like, whatever.
Really mean.
Yeah, she's mean because she's pretty now.
She's pretty again.
She's young.
She was always mean, though.
Yeah, she's like, whatever.
And Ernest lets her fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which her heels get hung on the step.
It is a horrible fall.
Oh, it's
horrible.
So bad. The graphics in this movie are really
Oscar
good.
Winner, if you are wondering. Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
So all this takes place. Ernest doesn't know what to do. He calls Helen. Helen doesn't understand how he could mess this up.
Right.
And while this is going on, Madeline is getting back up after the horrible...
Yes.
Her neck is all twisted around. Her legs, she's popped back in the joint.
Mm-hmm.
It is just, wow, something.
Hence the name, Death Becomes Her. Yeah.
So, of course, the potion has had a backtrack.
Right.
And you think, oh, okay, well, they can't die. How could this be bad?
Right.
Well, it turns out it can be much worse because the maintenance of keeping up your
body
rotting corpse.
Yes.
Because technically Madeline is dead.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, dun 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 dun, Helen has taken the same thing.
And that's how she looks the way she does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ernest helps them but gets tired of being there, tra la la.
Because he's trying to take care of them because, you know, he looks after corpses.
Yes.
Which makes them obsessed with trying to constantly look alive and young.
Yeah.
Along. They're trying to look young.
Along.
And so therefore they are also then invited to the head corpse lady.
Isabella Rossellini's.
Yes, like night party, which night looks party. Like if you've ever watched Interview with a Vampire.
Or the Valtori.
Oh, yes.
But it's kind of funny because it's got Elvis and James Dean.
Yes, and Marilyn Monroe. It's trying to feed off the fact that these people, who also after 10
died
years...
died young.
...were supposed to go off and, you know, like...
disappear.
Away. Yes. Which was what the backtracking
They want Ernest potion. To take the potion, but he doesn't want to.
Nope.
And so there's a whole thing about it. Yeah. But Ernest ends up living and getting away from them.
Yes, and going off and getting married.
Yeah, has a whole life has of 50.
Has a whole life. 50.
Okay.
And he also has 3 sons, I think was what the words were.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
And in the back of his funeral, because he's dead.
Yeah, is Madeline and Helen.
And they're laughing, but boy, are they not good with keeping up their dead corpse.
Ooh. So, and the whole purpose of the movie is to be, you know, you can't live forever.
Right.
There's always a backtrack, and you're always going to have to come to terms with aging.
Right.
I think this movie is funny. When I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, it was not a popular movie, which we all found out Rotten Tomatoes was paying off for viewers.
Yes, they were.
But it gets a 55, which means it's rotten.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
By audience, it gets a 61%. Now, I personally think this movie is better than that.
I do, too.
This movie is good. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think the actors in it are just, they play their parts well.
They do, and they're actors that you've watched before, and they play these characters so well.
Well, I think Bruce Willis is a very out of character for
right? I mean, like, we've watched him in so many hardcore movies.
Yeah, so I think it's very funny to see him play comedic again, because he'd come from comedy before.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
But this is kind of funny to see him as kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
And yet they really want him because they want to use him for stuff.
Yeah, they want to give him...
No,
yeah.
There is no redeemable character in this, but...
No.
That's not the purpose of the movie.
And I think what we had talked about was that there's not a villain, but they are their own villain.
Yeah.
They want to keep themselves youthful. Well, for them, they want to keep themselves looking alive.
And they don't listen because even Isabella Rossellini's character had told them what to do and they don't listen.
Right. And I think that's because she specifically said you need to look after yourself.
Yeah, she didn't mean throw yourself down the flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the famous where Goldie Hawn's character gets shot.
Shot in the stomach.
And she walks around with a hole in her
stomach.
Very famous costume, mm-hmm. too, if you were going to pick one.
Yes.
So it goes through that. And I think this movie is funny. Now, do I think there's some problems? Yes. I think the beginning of this movie runs by very quickly.
Yes. It's very like we're trying to get to the point.
I don't think that the Madeline and Helen feud is quite fleshed out enough.
No, and I think what's so funny is I think Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep's chemistry on screen is not enough. There's not enough.
Yeah, I agree. They're not on screen enough, and they're really good when they are.
Oh, their chemistry is so good.
They're just not written together enough. Bruce Willis is good with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the potion portion is a little unclear.
Yes,
of exactly what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Does it give it gives them eternal life? But of course,
backtrack, yeah.
But it was painted as it gave them youthful life.
Right. Not so much of staying alive for eternity.
So it is changed up a little bit. I think there's some editing issues at times.
Yeah.
But I gave this movie an A-.
So did I.
Yeah, I thought this movie's good. I think it's kind of a classic.
I think it's a good Halloween movie, too.
I've never really watched it all the way through till now.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it is very good.
It is. And I think what's kind of good about it is the type of movie that, you know, it's not serious. It's silly. Yeah. It's funny, and there's, like, sarcastic. It has a lot of sarcasm in this movie.
A lot of sarcasm.
And if you love that kind of humor, then you'll love this movie.
Yeah, I also think the parts with Goldie Hawn's character are not well put together enough.
No.
Because I know they want to hold on to that surprise. Oh, she's done that too.
Oh, yes.
But it's almost like there's a part where she's been put in the psych ward.
Mm-hmm.
So random. That is so weird.
Yeah, it doesn't really put a plot of what's going on there.
Yeah.
Other than, she's kind of gone, we crazy. Think she's gone crazy.
And so we're supposed to think that way before we see her again back. Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't understand what Helen did.
Yeah.
Was she a book writer, like a Jackie Collins?
Yeah.
Because that's what it kind of came across
that's
as.
That's what I thought, too.
So those weren't quite fleshed out parts. Mm-hmm. This was done by Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, wow.
Who did Back to the Future and stuff.
I could see that.
Some critics really criticized him because he likes kind of humor where characters are not always likable.
Right.
But it fit this movie.
I mean, you can't help it, but the premise of the movie is
Yeah, I like a movie that knows what it is, plays it out, A, B, C. And this movie does that.
And it's meant to have no villain because the villain is yourself.
Yeah, and even though, we're not Hollywood stars, we all battle with the thoughts of, ooh, what am I going to look like older? We all have seen those filters.
Oh my gosh, yes. Of
where, this is what I'm going to look like older.
I'm going to be like this when I get older.
Of course you're not going to look like that older. But we all think about it. Mm-hmm. Even if we don't want to do any surgery process, we all think about it's going
to
do.
And it's human nature to want to be like, oh, well, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to be like that.
And let's face it, for most of us, it's not even what we worry about ourselves. It's what we think other people will think of us.
Right. It's always you want to be in somebody else's brain and eyes to see what they see.
Yeah, because you don't want to be talked to like you're old.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be talked to like you don't know what you're doing.
And you don't want to talk to like you're a baby.
And yeah, and that's really part of it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's okay. We're all going to go through the process.
And we're all going to get older looking.
Yeah.
We're going to be okay. We won't drink potions.
Yeah, or get Botox.
That's right.
We don't want to look like Jennifer Aniston.
But you know what? Sorry. If you did enjoy this episode, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right, guys. And if you're on Instagram, you should be following at Libby Farnung.
And at Farnung Mets.
For photos, polls. Mm-hmm. You never know. You want to contribute to our next topic so That's we can know right. what's going on.
You could pick what we talk about next.
That's right. And if you're on Facebook, you should be in the
Ranting Sisters Facebook group for memes, polls, clues of the movie that we just watched.
That's right. I Ooh. Do love it.
It's fun.
It's just for me, but that's okay. We've had a couple of good guessers, though.
We have.
We had someone guess Labyrinth and someone guess Death Becomes Her.
I know.
I love it. That's right, guys. And let's all age just nicely.
Yeah, and you know what?
Looks, don't be mean.
And don't make looks matter so much.
Yeah, they are fading, though.
They are.
It's going to happen.
Bye! Bye!